Poupon's probably saying, come on, man. We drove an hour and a half, almost 2 hours from near Fond du Lac. Be a little nicer to us, would you? But I don't think I want to see him be too nice. Of course, sportsmanship, you got to have that. As Nakusa, they start on their own 23-yard line. 1:18 to go. See how conservative they play it. As they drop back to pass, Kretschmar gets the ball.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
I bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's hearts, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. No West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's hearts, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
Sorry about that. Lost connection here. And that will do it, as that will be the first half. That was a gain of 8 for the Papermakers, and that is your first half. So that is your first half. That, sorry about the loss of connection there, everybody. It's technical difficulties. And there is a flag here coming up on sportsmanlike penalty on Wapan, it looks like. We're going to get this sorted out here. As there's a flag thrown on sportsmanlike penalty on Nakusa, actually. They motioned the wrong way. And there's on sportsmanlike on Nakusa, unfortunately. That'll be 15 yards to start the second half. So, not sure what exactly that was about. I'm sure I'll hear about it. But either way, we got a happy homecoming so far from Nakusa Port Edward State Bank Field, the Nakusa Sports Complex, where Nakusa are having a good night so far, where they have a 24-6 lead over the Wapan Warriors. Gonna take a step out, gonna crunch some numbers, and we will be back here in about 12 minutes. Got about 14 minutes to go in the halftime, so about 12 minutes, and we will be back here. So keep listening out right here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Guess you heard I was pedal to the metal on a downhill slide. Girl, you know those rumors get to flying in a town this size. And no, I didn't feel a thing when you threw that ring and slammed the door. If you want to know the truth, you gotta go straight to the source. Ask any old barstool in this town. Stretch out in a king size bed if I make it that far. But filling in all these blanks you left isn't all that hard. No, I ain't wondering where you've been or who you've been with. I guess you didn't hurt me half as bad as you think you did. Ask you to your barstool in this town. Newfound party crowd. Sure, I take more Jack. guess you heard I was pedal to the metal on a downhill slide. Call them, tell them you won't be in today. Baby, there ain't nothing at the office so important it can't wait. I'm thankful for the weekend, but 2 days in heaven just ain't gonna do. This is gonna take forever, darling girl. I just got started loving you. What's the point in fighting what we're feeling? We both know we'll never win. Ain't this what we're missing? Let's just stop all this resisting and give in. Let me wrap my arms around you. You know you don't wanna leave this room. Come back and let me hold you, darling girl. I just got started loving you. What can I say? I've never felt this way, girl. You're like a dream come true. After all the love we made, it sure would be a shame if we let this moment. So soon, so you lay back down beside me, girl, just like I know you want to. Trust me when I tell you, darling girl, I just got started loving you. I ain't gonna stop. But 2 days in heaven just ain't gonna do. This is gonna take forever, darling girl. I just got started loving you. Come back and let me hold you, darling girl. I just got started loving you. make. She knows how to make one on you. She once thought that love wasn't just a game. Her feelings once came from the heart. One day I gave her a wedding ring, and one night I tore all those feelings apart. With my alibis and light eyes and all the best lies, Lord knows she's heard them all. She's been cheated on and pushed around. Just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him. She's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. And she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him. She's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
And we're back here at Nacoosa Port Edwards State Bank Field at the Nacoosa Sports Complex, where halftime is just about wrapping up here between the Waupun Warriors and the Nacoosa Papermakers. And it's Nacoosa who's really kind of controlling things with a 24-6 advantage. Going to take you through that first half, just a moment here. Game started off, Nacoosa got the ball, and they rumbled down the field to the tune of a 68-yard drive when Finn Kretschmar, he scored on a 2-yard plunge to give Nacoosa an 8-0 advantage when the 2-point conversion was successful when Nash Kretschmar threw the ball to Braden Lochner. Waupun, they followed things up. They moved the ball right down the field, and they turned the ball over on downs with an incomplete pass. And that's when Nacoosa took over, and boy, did they ever take over. They moved the ball right back down the field, and it was a 3-yard touchdown run by Eli Anderson, and another successful 2-point plunge by Finn Kretschmar, again, that moved the score to 16-0 in favor of Nacoosa. Upon another opportunity, didn't come up well for him as there was an interception that was intercepted by Anderson in a jump ball in the corner of the end zone. And Nacoosa again moved the ball right down the field and scored almost at will. This time it was Jordan Posh as he got a pitch on the inside and he rumbled 22 yards and another Finn Kretschmar 2-point conversion. Move the ball, move the game to 24-0. And Nacoosa just moving the ball at will and do nothing could go wrong for them. That was until after forcing Waupun to punt. They had the ball with just less than a minute to go in the first half, and, well, sometimes things just don't go the way you want them to, as there was a turnover, and interception, tip ball. Waupun gets it. They end up scoring on a 2-yard passing play. 2-point conversion, no good, and that's why we sit here 24-6. For Waupun in the first half, Kyle Saunders, he 2 rushes, negative 3 yards. Hayden Reeder, he had 4 touches for 8. Chase Beam, three carries. They were all sacks, and he has negative 21 yards rushing. And the leader of the situation of the Waupun, that was a 4-yard carry. And they have basically, if you want to look at it, 10 touches for negative 12 yards. That's not really conducive to too much, but passing-wise, they're 10-12 with one interception for 142 yards as they finish with 130 total yards, 4 penalties for 30 yards, and they had 5 first downs, and they had 2 fumbles and didn't lose either of them. Flipping the page, Finn Kretschmar, 10 touches for 92 yards and a score. Nash Kretschmar, 7 touches, 53 yards. Eli Anderson, 6 carries, 23 yards, and a score. Owen Hukestager, 2 carries for 2 yards. And Jordan Posh, he had 1 touch of 22 yards, and that was perfectly for him, the touchdown. Kretschmar, he's 2 for 2 passing for 29 yards, has 1 interception. And they have 14 first downs to 2 penalties for 20 yards. 1 fumble, but it was recovered, so no harm, no foul there for the Papermakers. And there was an unsportsmanlike penalty called here at the end of the half. It was against Nacoosa. They are kicking off from their own 25-yard line. That's Big Joe Bertling. So he runs up and he boots it, and it's a nice one as it gets all the way down as technically another fumble for Waupun all the way to 32-yard line where the runner gets met just shy of the 40-yard line and pushed back. That was a heck of a tackle there for Nacoosa as they are now ready to play some defense here with Waupun starting on their own, I want to say, 34-yard line with 11:53 here to go. halftime scores we do have is Rapids is getting beat by Marshfield 13-0, and Edgar having their way with Assumption 35-0. Both are in the second half now. And there's first play of the second half, and that's a run right up the middle, and that will be a gain for the Warriors. It's about a gain of four for Kyler Sonder. Actually, they're moving up to five, so I've learned my lesson there for the Warriors. Be second and five coming up. Wapan gonna hand it off again right up the middle, falling forward to Saunders, and he gets a gain of six, I believe. That's what it will be. A gain of six. So first down here for the Warriors, and that's got to be kind of what they got to do, is they've got to kind of establish that ground game so that they know Nakusa has to honor that and open thing up in the passing game. Two back set, one receiver top of the formation, one at the bottom. Handoff up the middle again. That's Saunders again, and he's running left side. He's crossed 50. He's 45-yard line, and he is down, pushed out of bounds, and they're going to give him, 7 yards on that carry. So, second and three coming up. 10.5 minutes to go in third quarter. Receiver both sides of the formation. One halfback, one back. Shotgun formation here for Beam. He hands off. Going to go right side. Nothing doing this time for Saunders as he gets brought down. Loss of one on the play. And it's going to be a third down and three, and we've got a stoppage of play. A Nakusa player laying down there, right about the 45-yard line. Trainers come running on out. So we'll keep it right here as we go to see what's going on here. Hopefully young man is all right. Want to again thank all of our listeners tonight. Really appreciate it. All our sponsors as well. Can't go wrong with those. They make that happen. As high school sports are proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture of Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Care, or Tree Service, excuse me, Paper City Savings, 8th Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CVB. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. You on WIRI 105.5 FM, Wiscountry. Listen to your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. The paper maker is up and slowly walking to the sideline. Number 62, Jaron Richardson. Hopefully he'll be all right and come back. All under his own power, so that's encouraging. As Wapan's up and ready to go. They're right at the line. It's going to be a third and four coming up. 10:13 left to go in the third quarter. And they rule that the ball can be put in play, and here we go. Receivers both sides of the formation shifting back to the right, motion right, stops, drop back. That's going to be Beam. He throws on the run. He gets met. Throw is in time, and that is pulled in by number 11. As I'm running out of room here on the stat sheet, as that would be number 11, Caden Del Ponte, as that was the gain that they needed of 4 yards, actually. Get my stat sheet back up as there's a run play here on first down, and that goes absolutely nowhere as paper makers all over it. Kyler Sonder, he's got a gain of, I'm not sure if they're going to give him gain. No gain on the play. Brings up a second and 10. Nakusa up 24-6. 9.5 minutes to go. This game's pretty big. Both teams kind of fighting to stay in second place of the South Central Conference. And it makes things a lot closer for Nakusa to become playoff eligible. Pass drop back, looking left is Beam. He rolls to his right, looking for another option. Coming back to the ball, wide open. That was Del Ponte, and he is gone 40 yards for the touchdown. And that is jumping right back into the game. As another paper maker went down here, one of the linemen is laying there. As officials call for a timeout. So get back into this game here if you are... If you are Waupun, be another first down there. Is another 40-yard touchdown. That's a big one there for the Warriors. Get my paperwork here. Number 11 with a 40-yard pass here from Chase Beam. As papermaker's up, walking very gingerly. A little bit of a knee or an ankle, it would maybe be. It'd be a little bit of speculation on my part. And that's big man down there. He's one of the offensive linemen. It'd be Logan Zeman, a senior, 6 foot, 285. He's a big young man out there. As he's walking a little better now. He should hopefully return. As the Warriors, and point after attempt, believe they're going to be going for two, trying to cut this down to a 10-point deficit. And Lyman, he seems to be walking fine. He's all right now as they line up. Odd formation yet again, kind of bubble screen situation, and that's what they get. Pass to number three on the side, and he steps on the pylon. He's good. Emmett Hull, and that is a good 2-point conversion. And that moves your score. Nakusa, 24. Waupun, 14. We're starting to get a ball game again here, folks, as we got 9 minutes left in the third quarter. Go quick to take a step out here, so keep listening here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind, Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Nobody's going to break the papermaker's stride. Here is Jordan Posh. He gets the ball right about the 15-yard line on the ensuing kick, and he drops it. He gathers it up, runs to his right side. He's got the 20. He's got 23, 24. He's brought down at the 26-yard line, where Nakusa will be starting their first drive of the second half at the 26-yard line. 8:54 to go in the third quarter, and we got a ball game here. Nakusa leading 24-14. Waupun starting to show some life. So Nakusa, they got to figure some stuff out here if they want to hold on to that lead. We got Keeper on the first play. Ash Kretschmar right up the middle, and that's going to be a gain of 14, I believe. No, 15 yet. Oh, 14 moves back and forth. Not really sure what the officials are doing, but 14-yard first down run right up the middle. And Nakusa's in business. First down of the second half for Nakusa. No, wishbone formation shifting to the left side this time. Is down underneath is Kretschmar right up the middle yet again. And he moves to his right, sidestepping. He gets pulled down just shy of the 50-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 49, so that'll be a gain of 9 for Kretschmar. So why not? I wonder if they're going to do it again. I mean, they're not stopping. That's for sure. They haven't stopped him really for 2 plays. 19 yards on 2 plays. And not even 23 yards in 2 plays. Excuse me. So Nakusa lining up. Again, moving that formation left side. And they're down set. Kretschmar, right up the middle. They can't stop it, so keep running. Now they've stopped it a little bit. Pushing forward. And that gets blown dead at about a gain of 4 yards for Nash. And that is a first down for Nakusa. Things are just going well for them tonight, moving the ball, eating up clock, and scoring points. And that's what they got to do, eat up that clock. Clock's not the friend of Waupun right now, even though they can score a lot in a hurry. First down, Nakusa, hand off to the right side, goes Finn Kretschmar, and he gets brought down just across the 45, nearly to the 40-yard line, brought down in Waupun territory at the 41-yard line. Going to be a gain of 6 for Finn Kretschmar. 11 carries, 98 yards, and a score. So Finn being very productive for the Papermakers back there. And they're moving formation. Again, double shift to the right side, or left side, excuse me. And that's going to be a toss back to Kretschmar. And he gets rolling to the left side, and he gets bumped out of bounds, but not before a sizable gain. Going from the 41-yard line all the way to the 33, so a gain of 8. Another first down. That's the third one on this drive. As there is a call for the trainers to go on the other side. Waupun needs to be looked at a little bit. Nakusa up and ready. They just want to keep moving this ball. Just pound it right down the throats of the Warriors. Because they have not had any means to stop them so far. It's going to be a keeper over the right side by Nash Kretschmar. He stops, cuts back to the middle. He's to the 20-yard line. 89. He's brought down just past the 20. I think they're going to be calling him down to the 18-yard line. Outstanding run there. Number 15-yard run. Another first down for Nakusa. 11 carries, 97 yards for Nash Kretschmar. First and 10 on the 18-yard line. Nakusa has it. And that's going to be a hand off to the right side. Finn Kretschmar gets past 15. He gets bottlenecked in there, and he crosses. He might be 14-yard line that they're being brought down to. Gain of 4. 13 carries, 110 yards for Finn, and a touchdown. Going to be 2nd and 6 here for Nakusa from the 14-yard line. See what they can dial up here. One receiver wide on the top side. That is Brandon Wentland. Motion man, go to the right, or to the left, excuse me, goes back right. And that's inside handoff. That's Finn Kretschmar. He's to the 10. He's to the 5. He's running back to center. And he's down at the 2-yard line. Outstanding run. You see where it's marked down at for sure. Another first down, anyway, a slice it. And that's going to be a gain of yard line. First and goal from the 222 yards rushing for Finn Kretschmar. Quarterback keeper right up the middle is Nash Kretschmar. Touchdown, Nakusa. That's the way to answer it. That's the way to answer as the Papermakers get back on the board. And they will be going for 2. 30-14 ball game. We'll see what they do if they go for 2. If they make it, make that lead grow even more. And either way, got 3 back set. Kretschmar under center. And there is a flag on the play. False start on the offense. So moving backwards, not exactly what they want to do. That is just the third penalty on Nakusa. 3 for 25 in the game so far. So, point after attempt, try again. Receiver on the near side, bottom of the formation. Back set, motion to the left. And it's going to be Nash Kretschmar keeper. He's going to the left. He's trying to stretch it out. And that gets tackled, and it's going to be a penalty horse collar tackle. Their conversion was no good, but they're going to get another try at it. So we'll get the penalty. It was from the 8-yard line. Horse collar tackle on Wapan. So they get to try it again, as that will be about a half the distance to the goal. So they got a 4-yard penalty out of that. So makes it a little more manageable for the Papermakers. 5:07 left to go in the third quarter. So Nakusa, let's see what they can dial up. Let's see if they can get that 2-point conversion going for them. So they walk to the line. One receiver, top of the formation. Motion man to the left. It's going to be pitch. That's to Pash. And he does not have anything going. He gets pushed out of bounds. The 2-point conversion does not work. But nothing wrong with that, as Nakusa, they're leading. 5:07 left to go in the third quarter. 30-14 over Wapan. Good quick take, a step out of the action. Keep listening here at 105.5 FM WIRI.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know, from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
And we are back here at the kickoff after the Nakusa score. Joseph Bertling, he sends it down the field, and that is pulled in by Taman Alzma, and he makes the run along the far side, and he gets met hard. I don't think he didn't even make the 30-yard line. He's being called down at the 25-yard line. 125-yard line for Wapan. 4:59 to go here in the third quarter. Nakusa enjoying a 30-14 lead, and there's a big run on that first play, and that's going to be Hayden Reeder. He rumbles right up the middle, delivers a hit in the process as he gains 7 on the play. Nakusa, I mean, they're just moving the ball right down the field at will, running the ball. But upon, they're doing a pretty good job of that passing. I have a couple runs sprinkled in here as they're going to be panding off up the left side this time. Another nice hard run by Reeder as he gains 13 on the plate. And that's a first down for the Warriors. And they're just moving down the field themselves here. First and 10 from the from their own 45-yard line. 4:15 to go. They're going a little quicker, trying to hurry up the speed of this game. Trying to catch Nakusa getting tired a little bit. This missed tackle in the backfield. Reeder, he's got his third straight carry. And he rumbles back, cutting across the field to the right side, and he gets brought down on the After a gain of seven, another seven-yard gainer for the Warriors. They're walking back to this to their line. Receivers on both sides of the formation. Two backs, a halfback and a wingback. And that's going to be another handoff to Reeder. Ryan Knott as he goes to the right side. And he's just running past the arm tackles of the Warrior or the Papermakers. And he gets some good yardage right back. Has gain of. Oh, down to the 31-yard line. Gain of 17 on the play. Not exactly how they want to have this game start getting into a shootout for Nakusa. I wouldn't suppose. As there's another run play. As Reeder had the carry. Gonna see how many yards he gathered there. Gain of three, I believe. A penalty on the play. I'm not sure who it's against. Personal foul against Nakusa. It's gonna be a 15-yarder. Gotta play smarter than that, boys, if you want to keep this lead. So, with that, gonna be a big penalty there for big first down for Waupun as they got the ball inside the 15-yard line to the 14 with 2:50 to go in the third quarter, trailing 30-14 to Nakusa. It's going to be a run that time, nothing doing as Nakusa sniffed that one out immediately, and that's going to be a loss on the play of four. So Reeder went backwards that time as it's going to be a second and 14 coming up from the 18-yard line, excuse me. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Nakusa again leading 30-14. Waupun moving the ball, though. A couple penalties and some big hard runs there by Hayden Reeder. And there's going to be a pass looking right as he avoids one would-be tackler, and there is a deflection. No good. Incomplete pass right on about the goal line was Beam. It was intended to Braden Torres. He gets up. Everyone's okay. Has throw another ball into play for this third and 14 coming up, just about 2:07 left to go in the third quarter. Beautiful night here in Nakusa. A little bit of haze from the lights. Packed house, however. As there's two receivers top of the formation, one near side, dropping back to pass, looking left, that's Beam. He throws it up, airs it out, and it is caught in the corner of the end zone. Jump ball, players are fighting for it. Not really sure who's getting the... And it's called a touchdown, but there are flags on the play. One in the backfield, one in the end zone, probably offsetting pass interference on the defense. That is a call on for one of the flags. As Waupun is reacting as if that is a good touchdown. So holding on the offense and pass interference on the defense, it is offsetting penalties. So we get to play that down all over again. Pretty entertaining down, so maybe it'll be extra entertaining this time, too. Third and 14 from the 18. Waupun can get a first down. They got to get it inside the five. I think this might be four down territory. I mean, you're moving the ball, you got to score. There's a whistle, and it appears to be a timeout for Nakusa. We'll take one, too. Keep listening here at 105.5 FM, WIRI.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
For it, snap of the ball. We have motion going to the right side. That's Bam. He's running for his life, and he gets tripped up, and down he goes. Big coverage sack there in the backfield, and that ball gets really pushed back. That ball gets pushed back. Oh, 6 yards. 6 yard loss on the play. So that brings up a fourth and 20 yards to go for a first down for Waupun. And boy, is that going to be a heck of a play. Got one final here tonight so far, and that's Edgar defeats Assumption 48-0. Tough year for the Royals. It's very unfortunate, as there's going to be a timeout taken out by Waupun. Big play of the game. 51 seconds left in the third quarter. They really need to get this one. They really need some points to keep up with what Nakusa is doing on the ground. So we're going to keep it right here as we look around the scoreboard. As I said, unfortunately, Assumption not going to come out on top tonight. 48-0 defeat to Edgar, and Edgar's good. There's no way to put it any other way than that. And jumping to Cedar Rapids is doing its fourth quarter. They're down 26-0, so it looks like they're going to be coming up a little bit of a shy in the battle for Wood County. So next week, we're looking to be bringing you another Wisconsin Rapids-Lincoln game as they will be taking on the Old Abes, Eau Claire Memorial. And they are playing Menominee tonight. And Menominee, they're having their way with them 45-8 in the fourth quarter. So something's got to give next week. Rapids, if they can't pull this one out, they're going to be still searching for their first win, as Eau Claire Memorial will be. And those games are usually kind of fun. Both teams trying to figure things out. We're going to be there. I'll be there. We'll find out if Randy will be there. If not, let me again. So here we go. Possibly play of the game. Fourth and 20 to go. 51 seconds to go. And the pass is way overthrown. Uncatchable. There was contact, but it was a good 10-foot over the receiver's head. And over on downs the ball goes to Nakusa. Nakusa. They get the ball at their own 24. They are taking the ball over at their own 24-yard line. 45 seconds to go left in the third quarter. If they can move the ball right down the field and score again, man, it's going to be a good night to be a papermaker, I can tell you that. So, with that, Nakusa getting back to business as the ball is handed up to Finn Kretschmar. He loses the ball, but it is after he had been ruled down after a gain of three. Gain of about three on the play. So, going to see how Nakusa can just eat up clock. And the clock is running. That'll probably be taking us to the end of the third quarter. Nakusa coming up to the line. 16 seconds. It's going to be pretty close as they do run. And Nash Kretschmar was kind of where the ball. It was a direct snap. It was actually a fumble. And it was recovered by Nakusa, Finn Kretschmar. He unfortunately, yeah, actually, no, he turns it into a gain for another yard. I thought he was bumped back. But that is your third quarter, and we've got a good one brewing here for Nicosia as they will be heading to the fourth quarter with a 30-14 lead. I'm going to take a quick step out before we bring the final 12 minutes of action here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I don't know about the fish biting, but Nicosia, they're putting up some big points tonight as we start the fourth quarter with Nicosia hosting a 30-14 advantage over Waupun. Got a second down and seven coming to us as Nicosia switches ends of the field. Nash Kretschmar with it as he gets drug around about three tosses, and he may have a first down. I think it's going to be about gain of six, as he's just shy of the first down. As Nicosia's, oh, they're giving it to him. So I take that back. That's a big first down, so he got a gain of seven. That's another papermaker first down. As the clock's just a ticking, 11:43 to go in the game. Nicosia up 30-14 over Waupun. Right now they just got to eat up clock and get first downs and score, and I think we got a good ball game going for the papermakers. We only dropped one game this year, sitting at 4-1, hoping to go to 5-1 and move to 3-1 in the conference. Three games left. All they got to do is win one. They're in the playoffs. As run left side, that's Finn Kretschmar as he rumbles up to regain a six. 17 carries, 132 yards and a score for young Finn Kretschmar, sophomore for the Papermakers. 6'3", 170. Big young man. So, Nicosia, we're getting ready. Here is third and four on their own 40. Play going to the right. Fake handoff by Nash Kretschmar. He's got room. He's just brought down shy of the 50 at the 49 as he gets a nine-yard gain for another papermaker first down. 14 carries, 115 yards. The brothers are really dueling it out tonight at the Warriors' expense. So we're coming up to the line of scrimmage, 10:20 to go in the game. Ball at the 49 of Nicosia. Man in motion coming to the near side. Hand off to the inside. That's Finn as he gets roped down after a gain of two. Both Finn and Nash Kretschmar, the brothers, both over 100 yards rushing and both have a score on the ground. So they are having a very good night, and that's a night that they needed to have one if they wanted to keep pace in the South Central Conference race with Berlin and the Dells, who are both sitting at 3-0. More than likely 4-0 after tonight. And they all have 4-1 records going to 5-1. So there's a lot to be optimistic about here in Nicosia. As there's a counter inside handoff that goes to Eli Anderson. He goes right side and he gets tackled by three Warriors. But not after a gain of six. And that'll bring up a third and two Third and two here from the Waupun 43-yard line. 9 minutes to go left in this contest. Nakusa pick it up. Continue to see that clock run. And more likely get score. Possibly get that win.